Locker Room Chats here on KNZA continue tonight. I'm Brandon Tammer. We're joined by David Boucher, Royal Valley girls basketball coach. It is brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine, the Panthers. A couple of games since we last spoke, Coach, and we'll start with the Friday night game at Riley County, a Falcons team that has jumped into this league for the first time, of course, now the Big East League. And, you know, for the first time this year as well, they reached a top 10 ranking in the 3A classification. They beat Silver Lake earlier this week on Tuesday night, but you went there on Friday night, and it was Riley County getting that win, 51-33. Let's start there. Just the thoughts and kind of key takeaways from that game on Friday.
Oh, you know, they really execute their concepts and their sets really well, and, you know, Coach Nelson's been there a while and obviously an alumni, and she does a wonderful job of getting them to execute. And, you know, Anna Lambert's such a high-quality person, and we knew that. We kind of talked about her last week, and you know, she's just impressive and has 21 against us. But that's really not even the true story. The story is just how much she hustles. And she probably saved 5 to 6 baskets on just hustle tip plays where we should have gotten layups. But she tips the ball out of bounds. They get to reset the defense. You know, she might have even gotten a steal on it, or, you know, she's just a really solid athlete. And it's, you know, it's hard to describe all of her impact beyond just the scoring. But they also, I think they had five different people hit a three against us. They made 10 of 24 from the three-point line overall, and they made 8 of 17. So they attempted more threes than twos, which is, you know, it was kind of wild in the grand scheme of things. But, you know, we went in there, we competed. You know, I thought we did we played hard on the defensive end. We just didn't find enough consistent offense to hang with them.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, you bring up defense, and, you know, we watch a lot of these teams in our area, and we get stats and information from coaches when we prep for games and things like that. And, you know, not many coaches are giving me stats that have deflections. And you bring that up because I thought that was a crucial part of your guys' win on Tuesday night on the road at Holton. It was a tight game, came down the stretch. I know some key defensive plays late, but, you know, the pressure, the hustle, a lot of tip passes. Maybe they don't always force turnovers, but I thought that was a crucial role for your guys' win at Holton on Tuesday.
Oh, I thought so as well. And we track deflections. It's part of our, we call them Panther points, and they're just really just hustle points. It's, you know, steals and charges and those things, but also deflections. And anyway, we want to have more than 20 of those a game, and and we routinely get that one. My stats haven't come back from last night, or else I'd tell you some things, but I thought we were very active in the passing lanes. I thought we were aggressive. I thought we knew when to trap and when not to trap. I thought we rotated hard, and we sprinted back when the ball got thrown over our head, and I thought we really made it hard for Holton to execute their stuff, and I was really happy about that because it holds a high-quality team, and they've got a bunch of seniors and some people who can really light it up and do some different things, and it was fun for us to go in there and get a win.
Yeah, and I thought maybe the kind of turning point in that game, I think it was kind of around maybe a minute, maybe 90 seconds to go in that fourth quarter. It was a two-point game coming out of a timeout. They had the ball. You guys had that two-point advantage, but you guys get a steal at midcourt. You go down, get a transition bucket, make it a four-point game, and then you immediately force a turnover on the next inbounds play, so essentially a four-point swing, and then you get the ball back in the final minute. Seemed to be kind of the crucial point in the game for you guys.
Oh, yeah. Avery Stitham jumped the inbounds pass. You know, she was just playing a little cat and mouse right there, and she played it right, and kind of they didn't see her, and kind of she kind of got her hand on it and tipped it, and then the Holton girl tipped it out of bounds, and so we get the ball back. That was a huge play. You know, those are just the heady plays that, you know, our senior class, whether it's Athena Broaddus taking a charge in, I think, the third quarter, maybe the fourth, you know, whether it's Sam getting a key wall up on the last couple minutes of the game on a reverse layup, that we get a key block on there, and she gets her own, off her own tip, gets a rebound. I mean, those three seniors really played and really connected us in the last, for the whole game, but really the last, you know, 3 minutes, crucial minutes.
Yeah, trying to build on that win on Tuesday for Friday. You get a apparently Compton team, certainly lost some talent. They've lost some kids to injuries, some of their, you know, a couple seniors now out with injuries. So it's certainly a team right now kind of building for the future, but they are coming off a win against Valley Falls in the midseason tournament last week. What's kind of the preparation looking like for your game on Friday?
You know, we just kind of started the prep. It just like about an hour ago for me. And, you know, they have some young players, like you said. I think six. They have six of their 12 players are freshmen, and so they're young, like you said, and they're going to keep building. But they've got some shooters. They play a pesky zone, and they might even run a box and one and do some different things. But you know, to try to, you know, to frustrate the offense, and so we got to prepare and just play our game and execute and value the ball and fake a pass and make a pass and do all the little things that we need to do to add up to winning.
There it is. David Boucher joining us, Royal Valley girls basketball coach. Nice win at Holton on Tuesday by 5, trying to keep that going on Friday. They're going to be at home taking on Perry Lecompton. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, sir.